This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
All right. Speaking of investments, I can't imagine what our community would be like without the Community Foundation. You can go to their website, MaconCountyGives.org, and find out about all the things we're going to be talking about and more. Natalie Beck joins us each and every Thursday. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. We've got the food drive and all kinds of things ahead of us. Another food distribution day coming up. I've been talking to Debbie Bogle. I'm excited. There's a lot of good things going on in the community. Let's talk a little bit about the Impact 100.
So the Impact 100 is an annual grant where we distribute $100,000 in community grants, and those were awarded last week. Judge Lisa Whiteholder and Tad were on your show, and they announced all of the recipients, and the funding has already all been distributed. So quickly getting the funds out there to help people.
All right. And so give me a couple of examples of some of the organizations that benefited from this.
So the African American Museum, which is located on El Dorado, they received the largest grant this year, which was $20,000. And the focus this year was on social justice, inclusion, racial equity. So the committee that reviewed that decided they really wanted to give that museum an opportunity to have more youth in, have more people that live here. And really, it's a jewel of the community, but it's another one of those hidden jewels, I think. So they are excited. They're going to offer a lot of field trips, upgrade some of their computers. So just a real investment in the museum as a whole. The virtual learning that's at the Boys and Girls Club, they received just over $15,000. And again, investing in youth and an outreach to a vulnerable population. Restore, which is part of Project READ, and they serve inmates and transition people coming out of the jails, teaching them how to read, how to integrate back into society. They received a $10,000 grant. So the grants ranged from just under $10,000 to $20,000.
Yeah, and the one thing I love, if you go through these programs, I mean, they're doing so much good, right? I mean, they're having an impact. They're results-oriented and based. That Restore program is amazing. I had the opportunity to get to know a little bit about that through that Howard G. Buffett documentary,
yes.
Which is fascinating. And then the African American Cultural and Genealogical Society, I agree. I think people are learning more about this stuff, and it's coming to the forefront thanks to like what you are doing and what Debbie's doing. I mean, there seems to be a lot more teamwork in all of this.
I agree. And, you know, one of the beautiful things when Tat went through and he screened everyone, so there were over 35 applications for this, but many of them were new applicants that the foundation has never funded. And same thing that Debbie's seen at United Way. We're seeing a lot of people that have been out there doing great work. And, you know, oversight, lack of us getting out there, whatever it is, we're now connecting more with them. So three of the recipients were individuals or companies, nonprofit organizations that have never partnered with the foundation before.
Yeah, that's
so
fantastic.
Really good,
yeah,
about
absolutely.
That.
Tat's doing a great job for you guys. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, he's amazing. You know, he brings a lot of energy to the office. We have little dance parties. You know how that is. He's like a pinball in there. So got to rein him in sometimes. He's got himself a little bit out there right now. I'm kind of glad the census is ending because he is out every day from dawn to dark working for, you know, this community. So he's doing an awesome job for us.
Well, I appreciate what all of you are doing. Serving donors, leading change, the Community Foundation of Macon County. I know it wasn't the anniversary celebration that you wanted and we had all sort of planned for this year. But I do believe people are looking at the foundation in a different light as being this incredible resource in a time of need. And that has in some ways been more important to the community than celebrating an anniversary.
You know, I think so. But all those great plans that we've made with you and with the whole Newhoff team, look out for our 25th, right?
Because yeah.
We're ready. We're like planned way ahead.
Yeah, or 21. Well, let's just break the mold.
Yeah, or 21. Yeah, we might be ready to celebrate. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the food drive. I want to thank you again for being a big part of that every year and being on the committee and just helping with the planning and being there for us. It's very important to the community. And then not only the food drive next Friday, but then the Saturday after that on the, I believe, the 10th, another food box distribution day.
Right.
This is sort of the most basic of things, making sure a child doesn't go to bed hungry in our community.
It is basic, but, you know, what joy that we have an opportunity to all come together as a community. And those food drive giveaways at the Civic Center, I mean, they're coming together so well. That is the best thing, right, to put a box of food, and actually it's four boxes, into the trunk of a family and know that you're helping them. No questions asked. Many of those, we always talk about the Alice families, they are employed. They just need a little bit of help to get through the week or get through the month. And so I really enjoy doing those. Our youth are going to be there again. Our YLIA group are going to be at both events. they're charged up. They can't wait. So, you know, it's that opportunity to help, and it really doesn't take a lot of time.
Oh, it's great stuff. Natalie, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. If people want to learn more, your website is the best place to start. Simply go to MaconCountyGives.org, and you can learn about all the things that we talked about and way more.
Yeah, way more. Thank you.
All right, Natalie, have a great day. We'll see you soon. She's great.
Yeah, and I think maybe Kevin asked her how long she had been at the Community Foundation. I think she said it's already been 4 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
It was either 4 or 5.
No.
It's 4. I'm almost certain. But can you believe that?
No, I don't.
She's been killing it.
She has. Mm-hmm. Well, you can look them up at MaconCountyGives.org.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.